Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Matt Alvarez. My guest today is Mike Trevino. Mike is the Special Events Coordinator for the AIDS Services of Austin, and AIDS Services of Austin has been around for 31 years, and Mike is here to speak about the 2018 AIDS Walk taking place on November 3rd. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
And you're also new to the AIDS Services of Austin, correct?
This is a new gig for me, so I'm really excited about the AIDS Walk. I've been on board for a couple of months and have been busily getting things ready for November 3rd at Republic Square, which is going to be a great event, and we can go over some of the details. Can't wait to tell you.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, we also got Taylor Stockett here.
Hi.
Taylor comes on here all the time, so I just thought I'd mention your name before you just start chiming in randomly. So
I tend to do that. Thank you.
So, Mike, what do we have different for the walk this year?
So for this year's walk, we, like you said, it's our 31st annual AIDS Walk, and we're going to be in Republic Square. So that is going to be in conjunction with the Farmers Market. So not only are we going to have band, the Royal Velvetee, we're going to have some yoga goats out. We're going to have a moonwalk for the kiddies, and we're going to have DJ Feel Thy Good People come out, and a Zumba warm-up for the people who need to get ready to walk. So those are just a few things that we're going to be doing on Saturday, November 3rd.
And I understand your goal for this year is to raise $240,000, right?
That is correct. And we're just asking everyone in the Austin area to donate, volunteer, join a team if you'd like. This is still something that needs some attention. And so I'm just happy to be on board. One of my best friends, who I've known for about 20 years, just recently got diagnosed. And so that's kind of one of the reasons I stepped in, just to make sure that this HIV and AIDS is hopefully going to be a thing of a past. And that is our theme this year, which is Step to Zero. So we're looking to get to zero new HIV and AIDS cases in the year 2030. So you guys can help us.
Yeah, and that is a lot of money whenever you think about the total dollar amount we're looking to raise, but it's not going just to like one person or one organization. It's going towards 10 AIDS service organizations in Central Texas. So AIDS Services of Austin is absolutely one of them, but also organizations such as ALGO, Out Youth, Project Transitions, Waterloo Counseling Center, and more. So it's really, really awesome that we get to be part of this cause, that we get to be part of this event. And we absolutely love to also support those other organizations. And it's going to be really exciting because in addition to everything Mike said, this is also the very first Saturday that we've ever done in the history of the AIDS Walk. It's usually been on a Sunday, kind of like right after church time-ish, and it gets hot and, you know, it's like in the middle of the day. So we really listened to a lot of the event participants over the years as they've been giving us feedback, and we are we're moving it to a Saturday morning. And so you can, you know, also get your groceries from the farmer's market.
And it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, I mean, you know, your morning, get your groceries, get your walk on, and then come back, listen to some music and see how well we did. And getting to the 240,000 is our goal. And so, you know, we ask everyone to come out. You can register the day of. You can do it online right now at AIDSWalkAustin.org. If you want to register, I would really push people to get on their phones or tablets or computers and do some work.
Yeah. Mike, did you just move to Austin or have you been here for some time already?
Oh, yeah. I've been in Austin since 98, so I feel like I've been here for quite a long time. And, you know, this is a great community. I've been involved with charities and stuff like that, but this is the first time I get to get my hands into all of the mix and add some new things to the AIDS Walk and hopefully get... You know, like Taylor said, being able to cater to people's needs will hopefully get more people out, get them involved, and then get them to donate.
And speaking of new things that you're doing, I mean, you mentioned the baby goats. Oh, my gosh. Mm. That's going to be so cute.
They're going to be adorable.
I think this year you also negotiated with Tito's. Like, we're going to have not just a beer garden. We're going to have, like, a screwdriver station.
Screwdrivers, Bloody Marys. We're going to have all the adult beverages. Bring your license because there will be APD out there checking licenses.
They'll check IDs. We also have a guy coming to do the walk on stilts, right?
And, yes, we're going to have – he is going to attempt to walk the entire walk on the stilts. So –
How long is the walk?
It's just over 2 miles.
Okay.
So if he can do it on stilts, we can do it with our cute shoes on.
Yeah.
So are there any volunteering opportunities for this event?
Yeah. You know, for us, we've tried to make everything as easy as possible. So if you do go to AIDSWalkAustin.org, it gives you the ability to sign up as an individual. If you know a team that's participating, you can get online and do that as well. Find your team and join them. And then we have a volunteer place where you can go and click on the volunteer and it gives you a little button to push and you can help with the whole event on Saturday. We have shifts in the morning from 6:30 to 11. And then the second shift is going to happen from 11 to 3. And we do need bodies. We have some great sponsors. We have Tito's, Montucky, who has cold snacks that's going to be out, giving out some beer. We have CVS and Walgreens. And a lot of people in the Austin area have really come through for us. I just got back from Facebook, and we signed, I think, over 100 people up today to walk the walk.
That's wonderful. So besides, you know, all the brunch beverages and walking, why should our listeners go out there and walk?
I think this gives everyone an opportunity to be involved for a day on such a, you know, you said it's been, ASA has been around for 31 years, but, you know, the HIV AIDS has changed through those 31 years. And so if you know someone who is suffering from that, that this is a great time to get out and walk. If you are someone who is on the other spectrum, which you're taking preventative measures to not acquire this, we ask you to come out and walk because it is something that is dear to our hearts. And Taylor and I work on this every day. But, you know, stepping to zero new transaction or infections is a definite goal that we can reach. But we need the awareness. We need to get the stigma out of the way. And we need the support of our community to all come together. And this does it all in one fun-filled morning, afternoon, and then you get to go vote on November 6th.
Well, on top of all that, another reason why Austinites should come out and support this event is because Mayor Adler and a large group of city officials joined forces in June of this year and made Austin become one of the fast-track cities. And what that means is that we are trying to get to those zero infections by 2030. And there are different deliverables each year building up to that. And one of the things that is on our list is to reduce and end stigma surrounding HIV and AIDS. And this event is an absolutely perfect opportunity to come out and to show that you are not ashamed to support people and provide equal access to healthcare and medical care and preventative care for something like HIV.
Yes.
Right. I'm pretty sure everyone knows someone that would be infected by this disease. Family, friend.
Mm-hmm. Friend of a friend, mm-hmm. uncle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I can go ahead and ask you this, how much does the event cost?
To answer that, you know, ASA is asking that that everyone who participates provides a suggested donation of $25. And that covers a shirt cost. So everyone who comes out and gets a shirt that has our, you know, our logo.
Our
and
cute our logo, Step to cute. Zero, big old foot.
Our slogan. And,
yeah.
Our shirt this year actually also has the course map on it. So it's kind of fun. And those are a cute little blue, baby blue color. Mm-hmm. So you get a shirt out of it and you also get to participate in the event. If you want to volunteer, then we're asking you that you just cover the shirt cost of $15. And you're able to do that right on our website whenever you register, whether you do that in advance of the event or you do it day of.
Yeah. And for those who are real big supporters who want to sign up and register for $25, you can also donate more, which is always going to help the organizations that are treating the people that we are in the Central Texas area.
Yeah, and our website also allows you to connect to your social media, to use our hashtag, which is hashtag AIDSWalkATX, and to solicit your networks to also make a small donation on your behalf as you're walking and to support your walk. And so that's a great, great option. And for anyone who raises 250 or more, we have a bunch of other additional incentives. We have some hats, yes. Some cool hats we'll have.
We have to tell them about.
Oh, you better tell
the
them.
The big
so prize.
Here's, you know, you didn't hear this from me, but you did. if you raise $500 or more, you are going to be selected for a drawing that we're going to have for some South by Southwest wristbands.
Yes.
So if people are in love with South by like I am, you know, that will get you, if you have been hunting for those tickets, we have some that you can win.
Yes, yes, yes.
So right now, and it's probably bad to say this because it's a pre-recorded interview, but we're standing at 38%, and I don't mm-hmm. think you factored in the Facebook people that just signed up. For
yeah,
it.
There's Facebook, and then we also have some big donors who we have to put their offline donations in, and those will be added as we get closer. But, you know, our goal is $240,000, and we need everyone's help. And go to our website, AIDSWalkAustin.org, and donate, volunteer.
Or register.
Or just register and walk with me and Taylor. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Behind the stilts guy, too.
I don't want to walk in front of him. I don't want to trip him up.
You don't want him to fall on you
either.
No.
Well, Mike and Taylor, I want to thank you again for stopping by the program and letting our listeners know once again about the AIDS Walk taking place on November 3rd.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The 2018 AIDS Walk Austin is taking place on November 3rd, 2018. You can sign up for the event by visiting AIDSWalkAustin.org. They're sitting around 39-40% for their $240,000 goal. You can donate on that very website. You can register for the event on that website. And you can find ways to donate your time for the AIDS Walk on that very same website. And of course, AIDS Services of Austin does things year-round, so if you'd like to get involved with the organization as a whole, you can check out their website, asaustin.org. Again, that's asaustin.org. See where you can help. See where you can donate your time. See where you can make a contribution, no matter how big or small it is. It all goes towards their goal on the Step to Zero for new HIV cases. That's asaustin.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.